Drop it.
Hello foodies and welcome back to your FIFA podcast Foodie Review. We bring you updates about the latest content, we talk players and review them, and of course as a part of foodcoaching.com we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today is Monday, March 15th, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 114. My name is John, also known as Food Coaching, and joining me today is none other than Mr. Berbatov himself. It is Nishant. Hi, Nishant.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me back on.
No, thank you for joining me tonight and not letting me do a solo show.
No, it's my pleasure and half. It's a pleasure and half to be back on. I like being on the pod, if our listeners hadn't noticed already.
I think they did, and it's good to have you on, buddy.
Thank you.
So some housekeeping from this week on, since Yngvi's away and Dan is enjoying his family time. We will be on 3 times a week, which is on Monday, Wednesday, and of course, Friday. This Wednesday, Dan will host with none other than Chris Grandpapa Mac. And this Friday, dear friend of mine, Aaron, also known as The Other Side of Food Coaching, and Paul will join. So that is the setup for this week. But for now, Nishant, how are you doing and how has your FIFA weekend been?
Doing fantastic, John. I had a great sports weekend, which included a bit of football, but a lot of cricket. I won't bore our listeners, but if you hadn't already noticed, I'm Indian, so I was watching the T20 that's going on in India, so I was busy with the cricket. I found some time to play weekend league in between, but as usual, I'd alluded to in the last time I'd appeared on the pod, I'm trying to set myself challenges, and this weekend the challenge was to go 14-0 flawless. I spectacularly failed at my 11th try, so I was 10-0 and came up short at 10-1. So still chasing that flawless for the next few cycles, but I'm nearly there. I think the best I've gone is 13-0, and I gave up, and I mean, I lost at the 14th. So yeah, really, really close. But apart from that, real life football as well happened. So
but what was the other thing you said? The other sport which you talked about?
It was cricket. It's all right.
Sorry, that had to be done.
I mean, it's okay. Netherlands do.
I'm kidding.
Netherlands do have a respectable team as well. So, I mean, respectable in the sense that they're up and coming. So that's really good. No, but I think IRL football happened last night with Manchester United. So, I mean, I was feeling quite insomniac, as it happens when you play weekend league. You're really having that Tetris effect going on where you're thinking about your playing 11. You're thinking about how to get that 14W, and then Manchester United play, and you fall asleep beautifully after the fact. So, unfortunately for me, it was a 7:15 kickoff. So. It put me right to bed an hour later because it was such a drowsy game. So yeah, a fantastic sporting weekend. We're still in a lockdown here. So yeah, bit on the inside, bit of walking, but it was raining and windy as it does in London. How about you, John? What did you get up to this weekend?
I played some weekend league. Not too seriously though, but I think that was good. So I played weekend league. I went... I can't even remember. 16-3, I think. I said it before the show, but now I'm blanking out. But I think it's 16-3, which I went.
Yeah, and that's right.
I just didn't continue because I was just tired. I'm like, got the second player pick, which was like horrific. I could choose between, I don't know, 378s and 182. I think it's called the dark card. Center defender, Jonathan Tarr, I think it was. It's like
not bad for fodder.
No, but I'm like, yeah, I could go goal two now. But you know what? I could also just go and take a nap, which I did. But overall, it was a pretty interesting weekend. So insane squads. I had a lot of rage quits. That's one. Something I really noticed this weekend is that rumor is back. Like, you won't quit because if you quit. It apparently affects your elo, which has been debunked like a dozen times already, but sure, believe it. Which means if you are like leaning 4-0, people won't like rage quit. No, they'll just put the controller on the backside, just let him time run out while the player moves on topside. So I won 1-11-0, I won 1-9-1, I won 1-10-0, but it's just freaking boring. And please just, I mean, at the moment the timer hits like 7 goal difference, just let the game run out, because, man, this is annoying. Because it takes a lot of time. I don't mind people like not quitting, but because they just walked about outside, you get the animation. The animation won't stop, and it's so freaking slow. So one match takes like 18 or 20 minutes with all the animations going on like that. Which is something I really noticed this weekend and hardly noticed last weekend. So that's.
I'm so happy for you, John, that you had, you know, you had the rage quits. But from what you've told me, this is just indicative of how the game state is today. We've come through a week of rumor mills and a week of bad press, but there's the old saying that goes, any form of press is good press. So we won't open that chapter up again, but it's quite indicative of the fact that people were sweating this weekend out purely because of the fact some of them quite easy to notice were quite new to the weekend league mode, maybe because of the team, maybe because of the tactics they were running, just trying to get that extra pick, maybe one extra pick, let alone two, forget about the third. Indicative of the fact that you stopped at 16-3, which I'm sure many of our listeners would dream to have a position at a 16-3 so they can push maybe for their dream gold one or elite three finish. So the fact that you weren't motivated to push on just shows that the reward structure, and we keep banging on about this, but let's not get tired ourselves. Let's not get creeped about the fact that the reward structure is quite sad, for lack of a better word. So the fact that you stopped at 16-3, if that is not an indication of the fact that you'll probably just see 78 reds in 4 days' time, nothing else is. Myself, I stopped at 14-5 because a certain Cristiano Ronaldo scored a hat-trick over the weekend, which, you know, it's the FOMO factor that, you know, the fear of missing out, which made me go to 14. And I said, listen, gold 3 OP, isn't that the hashtag on the Twitter, on the social platforms?
That's gold 2.
I have been finishing gold 1 and gold 2 for the past weeks and never gold 3. So I said, hey, shrug of shoulders, let's see how gold 3 treats me. So played to 14 W's, and it was interesting. And in my challenge to myself, I actually made a few changes to my squad. So I would be remiss.
I've heard you owe me an apology. By the way, John in chat says there's another reason people won't quit in weekly league, and that's because they get 400 rival points, which they won't easily get while playing rivals, or they lose out of, which is fair as well.
Now, let me debunk that as well. If you quit, you still get your 400 rival points.
You do?
Yep.
I wouldn't know. I'd never quit. But
no, you do. You do. Unless they've recently quietly changed that up until 2 weeks ago. If you quit, you still get your 400 rival points.
That means if you concede and not like quit outright. I thought I quit.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, just don't rage quit. But if you've conceded and you're quitting, it counts as a loss, but you still get your 400 rival points.
Okay, I thought they got rid of that, if I'm quite honest. So, but let's...
Well, our listeners will write to us to challenge
exactly.
me.
Exactly. So add food and review on all socials. Just tag me, Sean, if he's wrong. And don't tag me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely.
Sorry,
absolutely.
Go ahead. Did you have used his weekend leak and you went into using some different players?
Yeah, because I will not lie. I do have a lot of coins. I decided to get untradeable squad now because, you know, the fear of losing coinage, and I already have lost a bit of coinage on Rio Ferdinand and so on and so forth, so decided to sell up. Got myself an untradeable Ronald Koeman, which with a glorious 75 pace, but a high medium work rate, which I think is quite key, as it was key on a Sergio Ramos in the last year's FIFA. I then played Cavani because, of course, the Manchester United links throughout this weekend. I don't get the... I understand that he's probably not meta, but his unique body type, as you referred to on Friday, is fantastic. And I played him, so not so meta again up front. I had Cristiano Ronaldo on the bench, so that was really good.
You did what?
Oh, well, I mean, I was trying to go non-meta, right? So I had CR7 on the bench. I had Joao Felix on the bench, but
I don't care about Joao Felix. You can't bench CR7, buddy.
I know, but listen, there's only one striker that can play that plays striker alongside Neymar. So I still had Neymar in the squad, but I was like, if I'm going to play a 4-4-2 because of prime icon moments, Nedved, the SBC that I did, I still like to play with two wingers. So as a result, I had to choose between CR7 and Neymar just purely out of chemistry reasons. It was Neymar, Cavani up front, Koeman at the back with a 75 pace. As I said, 14-5. So one thing I realized was, unless, of course, you're pushing hard for an elite finish, or let's say, you know, in an imaginary word for myself, if I was, let's say, a 27 win player, honestly, it did not make one iota of a difference whether I was running Prime Ferdinand with Varane as opposed to running Varane with Prime Koeman. The through balls are so difficult to block because they're so perfect in some scenarios that eventually one can get away from you. It always happens, right? You always tell me, and as a coach, you always say to your students that, hey, just be calm. Your opponent is probably going to score that one goal.
Yeah.
You need to focus on playing your game, and you need to focus on scoring more and creating opportunities. And if you play the right way, those opportunities will come. And of course, you need to take high percentage shots, right? So if you follow that advice that you usually give, the backline doesn't matter because you may be able to hold your backline. You may do 500 different things, which are the basics, as you explain, like, you know, making sure that you don't step out and so on and so forth. There's still always that one through ball with a goal from the opposition. So it didn't matter. I ran with Koeman, finished well. He's going to be in my squad now because he's untradeable for the foreseeable future unless I get really lucky with my pack luck. But he was a fantastic card. I think what I really like about Koeman, apart from his pace, I still put a shadow on him, is his... Well, he's a central midfielder, really. I mean, you are Dutch, so you know what Koeman was about growing up. I mean, his passing is otherworldly, his agility, his balance, everything about him is just... He plays like an engine.
I know everyone plays in CM or CDM, but he's definitely just a central defender in real life, though.
Yeah, I mean, I play him at centre-back. I played him at centre-back for the 19 games. It's really fantastic.
And I use Hierro, well, which is slower. 1 point slower, I think, even than Koeman.
Yeah, but Hierro has that stocky body type, whereas what I liked about Koeman, he's slow by FIFA standards, you know, granted. But because of his body type, it's not stocky, but it's not lean. So he really moves well. So I get the best of both worlds from him. So he's like a slower Varane in a sense, just with better stats. Except pace everywhere else across the board. So that's what I really like about the card. If I switch my focus very quickly to up front, I mean, I have used Eusebios, I've used a Cruyff, I've used Prime Cantona, I've used all the best attackers, bar, you know, the team of the year, let's say CR7 or R9 for that matter. But Cavani, again, you know, yeah, once he hits the ball, it stays hit. I put an engine on him, which goes to show that he's clearly not the meta card. But yeah, he was fantastic. High work rate on strikers. I play a two-striker formation, very attacking 4-4-2. So he was making the right runs. He's got the right strength. His unique body type has that Mbappe factor in a sense that, you know, the ball bounces and comes back to him. That's all right. He's got a godly finesse. I did miss the 5-star skills, but if you have a Neymar on the side, then come on, just pass it to him if you really want to create space.
Which 5-star skills do you actually use?
Oh, no, none.
Not me neither. Like, if I know I've got a 5-star skill, I might just pull something off while I'm like leading the show off. And that's it. 4 stars enough. In my honest opinion, I'm not going to pay extra.
Is the running scooped on a 5-star skill this FIFA, or is it a 4-star skill? Because that's the only one that I use.
Quite honestly, I don't know, because I think, for example, the normal scoop turn is already good enough. I think you might be right. Of course, the higher it has, the easier it is to pull off, the faster. So I can get why, but usually I don't think it makes that much of a difference anymore. Same with the weak foot.
It certainly does for me. I mean, I don't argue with you for the sake of it. It does for me because I'm a lesser skilled player than you. I need to take every advantage I can. But as I said, Cavani threw on goal, running in a straight line. His pace wasn't an issue, despite the fact that I only put on an engine on him. He finished everything in the box. And the best part was, you know how in corners people bring their keepers out? All I would do is put the ball far post, get Cavani on the far post. This is the most number of headers I've ever scored in a weekend league. Bullet headers from far post, manually controlling Cavani. The guy knows what I'm doing. He knows that I've got my cursor on Cavani, but he's still bringing his keeper out 9 out of 10 times. And 8 out of 10 times I'm scoring. Yeah. That was really fantastic. So I learned something new. I mean, not using a meta striker. I really learned something new with this whole corner routine, because I said, okay, I need to be scoring more goals from different set piece opportunities. So I really used Cavani's to his strength. Fantastic, fantastic. But then, of course, around him, I had meta cards, right? I had a Neymar. I had Bruno in the midfield paired up with Prime Essien, again, an untradeable card, and Nedved on the side. And just last comment on Nedved in the weekend league, 25 plus yard finesses from either side of the goal with his 5-star weak foot, unplayable. Just step away from the defender. If you can get 2 yards of space, you just know when to finesse it. And the trick is,
instead of unplayable, you mean he's like perfect,
unstoppable,
right?
Unstoppable. Yeah, yeah, unstoppable, yeah. In the finesse. Unstoppable.
I scored, scared to make that for a sec, like unplayable, like what?
No, unplayable by the opposition. Unstoppable finesses, 25 yards out,
and fast, just taking,
getting that angle. Beautiful.
His movements on the ball, like if you go 1-to-1 and you start dribbling around players just with the left stick, it's so fast. It's so so unpredictable, so nimble. He reminds me a bit of the Butragueño card, actually.
Well, Butra is different sauce because of his frame. 5'6". I mean, you could put a VVD team of the year in front of him and Butra would make his way through.
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
Yeah, but with Nedved, the one recommendation to our listeners, because I have been hearing about how, you know, can be underwhelming, do not put an engine on him. As much as you want to, do not put an engine on him. Unless you're playing him exclusively cam, even then, on 7 cam is where I play him, put a hunter on him. End of story. He needs a hunter. Doesn't matter where he plays, either as a cam, a second striker, he needs a hunter card. That's the tip I would give, because I've tried him. He's played about 100 odd games for me already. And I think 50% of that was on engine and 50% on hunter. Hunter is the card for him. And you will really notice a difference if you put a hunter on him.
I got a hunter on him as well.
Yeah, a fantastic card. Really enjoyed this weekend league. I realized that I can actually start to now use players that I have fun with, which may be classed as non-meta, up until Tots. And I also realized that I'm not half shabby a player, so I'm actually okay a player. So I can get away with the with the likes of Koemans and whatnot. So yeah, fantastic. I'm really excited to play the next weekend league with maybe a few more less, let's say, non-meta players in the team.
Yeah, I mean, for someone who always tries to play as less meta players, not always play as less meta players as possible, but don't really care about the meta at all. I'll tell you who I played this week, though. I played Suker on top. Hakan Suker. Which is a weird player, but he scored a lot. Wouldn't be my favorite player, but he worked. I played the Reece James card. As a center defender.
At center back.
As a center defender, yeah. I did. I know I failed the city, but yeah, I did. No, but he was actually pretty cool. used the lower rated net fat in the team. Don't ask me why, but it was not good. So I definitely noticed a difference with the prime moments. I'll definitely go for the prime moments only. A seriously fun card which I used was the Morales card. The striker. Spanish striker? I always forget his name, but...
Four star.
Yeah, he's been the what if card, right?
Yeah.
I really, really like that card. He has been fast. He's been all over the place. I used Pereira, the left winger, which we spoke about a couple of weeks back. Or a week back.
You mean...
The left winger from Argentina.
The left winger. Okay, yep. Pereira, yep.
Brilliant card. I really like that card. One card I didn't like was the 88 rated Maldini, which I also played as center back. It's a left back, right? So he's 7 on center defender. Was one of my favorite defenders last year, but he's far too weak this year. The lower rated
Maldini. Yeah, but even his 90, I mean, okay, let's be very clear. I've used his 94 even. The 94 is serviceable because of the high, the elite level defensive awareness. And of course it works, right? So for you and me, it'll be great, but his strength does come into an issue. I think the 94 and the 95 are the only usable cards. And the 88 card was outdated in November, with all due respect. It doesn't matter, meta or non-meta, but when you have let's say you have an Adama Traore that you will face in most weekend leagues coming up against a left back 88 Maldini in the back line, that your opponent is just having fun, that Adama will alone body half your back line. So you do need that. You do need the strength in the middle of the park. And that's why, as much as I would love to play my 600 left backs and right backs I have in the club right now because of all the SBCs that have come out, I still play traditional center backs in my back line because I just feel that I'm missing something. I feel insecure in the back line. Call me old-fashioned, but I don't mind sacrificing the pace.
No,
As silly as that sounds, you know, that's the meta. I don't mind sacrificing a bit of space for a bit more pixel in the back line.
And my favorite card this weekend has been Deco. The Prime Moments Deco, which we took from the swaps, right? He scored a whopping 7 free kicks from around the box. And his free kick sets aren't actually that out of the blow, but it just they all hoovered in. Like, didn't expect it to do. Well, once I got the hang of it, he just kept scoring those. So he scored 14 times in those matches which I played, which is like 16-19 with 90 matches as a cam, which is pretty
cool.
Wow,
John, you're making Deco sound like Prime Cruyff. But just on Deco, not to belittle your point, I think he's a very good card. I mean, for those still building up their icon swaps, although it's fairly late now, so I'm sure most of you have already made your choices, but still looking to pick up a card, probably he's still the best option out there. He was usable up until now. I'm sure he still is for the next few weeks, at least until Tots or Footbird Day, let's say, if they release a few OP players. But what I really like about Deco is less about the player, more about the links he provides. I mean, you could link a number of Portuguese players, call it the CR7, call it the Brunos, call it the Bernardos, the Cancelos. So there's a lot of linkability with that card, and that's why I really, really recommend you get him. Of course, the benefit is, you know, you can also play him, and if he plays well, that's fantastic. My card, my player of this weekend was Ricardo Pereira.
Oh, I replaced him. I started him this weekend. I replaced him for Kleiber again.
He's the best right back I've used this game. End of story. I mean,
end of story. I replaced him. That's not the end of story.
No, I think I know you did, but I'll be keen to hear why. For me, his high work rates, his unique body type in game, and the fact that as an 87, and I know he hasn't been upgraded yet, so he'll probably get his upgrade to 89 soon enough. He's just always in the right place at the right time. So if I have an Mbappe on the wings, who still, according to me, is the best gold card in game, maybe debatable with CR7, but...
No, I agree. Mbappe is better than Nolan.
Yeah, it's just because of the pace he gets.
Exactly.
So the way the meta is rolling out with the through balls, Mbappe more often than not is the guy who I find the most difficult to defend, especially with, let's say, if I'm playing Laza Fair high line, not following the meta but following the basics. There's always one through ball with the with the you know, with the opponent's goal that's in your name. So for me, he's been fantastic in really chasing back and getting in between because of his diminutive frame. With Kleiber, it was like, okay, you will tackle, but the ball will bounce ahead just because of the mechanics. So I've used Kleiber for 200 odd games, so I really like the card.
The other way around. Where I was like, Pereira can hold the ball. Screw this guy. So
his
I dropped.
Passing is amazing,
and of course, Kleiber is.
What is his passing stats?
Yeah, I mean, Kleiber isn't bad at all, right?
No,
the passing I can pull off with a percent with my fullback, and can probably use my goalkeeper with the same passes and come off well too. So I don't know. I wasn't impressed by him. Then I looked at the price, like, yeah, just sell him, get Kleiber back. So I put Kleiber back in. I put Fair in, Leroy Fair. Just make it a link as well, and that worked perfectly. Fair is also really good after his upgrade. So yeah. I quite dig that.
Yeah, Leroy Fur was excellent. Put him in an SBC, and there was that. I mean, fantastic card.
You really want this to be a last podcast, don't you?
No, just kidding, man. Beggars can't be choosers like myself. So I'm really trying to save coinage, and I had to make a very difficult decision. So I'd put. I won't say who else I put because I don't want to write. But Kleiber, I had to choose between Kleiber and Fur, and Kleiber has been a servant to the club.
I mean, Kleiber is good, right? It's not every day I get an Ajax player in my own squad and just keep him in. So that says something about the card. But so far,
McTominay also went, by the way, just to give a balanced view.
Oh yeah, he's solely going to be missed.
If it helps, McTominay and Fur both had to be sacrificed this weekend. But for good cause, you know, for science reasons.
Yeah, that's fair. quick question. Did you do the SBC that came out yesterday for the icon? We got two SBCs yesterday, one that gave us a prime icon and one that gave us either a mid or a prime icon. I think both are pretty good value. Have you done either of those?
No, I'm still holding hope out for a player pick SBC.
Which is going to be way more expensive for.
Well, you say that, but because of the recent 2-for-1 player pick, 2-for-1 players days or whatever that promo was within a promo, the fodder went really, really low. So I bought up a million of fodder, which has now appreciated 20%.
You bought up a million of fodder, but you did put Leroy Fair in SBC, man.
Hey, listen, It's all about opportunity cost, buddy. But listen, I didn't do the SPC. I probably end up doing it. I'll probably end up packing Inzaghi as it happens. I mean, I don't, on one hand, where I say I've packed so many Varans, and I won't say more, but on the other hand, I have packed a lot of usable icons, no doubt, but no elite icon bar Prime SCN, maybe for me.
Could go worse, though.
Well, yeah, could be worse, but I haven't.
I packed Crespo.
That's really good. Prime's Crespo?
No, the base.
you mean your previous SBCs?
Which I used a couple of matches, but meh. Like, I'll keep him for that one SBC that sometimes must be hit where you have to put an icon. Van der Sar, which is like 87 rated. I don't really like that card too much. It's all right.
It's better than Schmeichel prime icon moments.
So yeah, I've heard very bad things about that Schmeichel card, by the way. Which I almost did. Because like I said last week, it's one of my favorite cards last year. Like, you know what? I'm pretty glad I didn't do it. Although, just want to say this once more, that if you are want to do one of these SBCs and you are unsure or you want to put in a lot of fodder, just pay 5k, do the, like the, how do you say it?
Do the
loan version. Try the loan version for a couple of games, even if that's weak and leak. If you don't like the loan version, you can just don't put the folder into the other ones, right? I mean, I find it very risky to do an icon SBCs where there's a very cheap loan version from and then start complaining online about how bad that card actually is. Well, they actually gave you an option to just try them for a couple of guys. So
basically, don't let your ego get in the way of using a loan item during weekend league or div rivals. the opponents are going to find 500 different things to complain about. So
there's that. And by who are you kidding? Just you can use that card. Is five games or something? I don't even know. Five or seven games.
I think the standard is five games. Some maybe
use
sometimes
four games. You know if he's good or not after four games, probably. And if you keep him in your club, and if you say, okay, I really want to know five, then put in a fifth. Who cares? And then do the SBC. But it's the other way around. It's much more risky because for the same coins, you could have done the icon SBC to get a prime, or to get a prime icon, none of choice, but random. If you really don't like it, just take that one. Then I mean, they gave options this time. So I don't like complaining about how bad a card actually is once you start to use him if you got an option to do a lot. Just want to put that out.
When they release one of Ben Yedder, Depay, or Mbappe in a few days' time, the fact that those who have done Schmeichel without doing the loan will really, really feel the pain. And I will feel you guys as well, because, you know, that's the pain you go through when you do these icon SBCs and you realize that one of the Ligue 1 player of the month players are going to be really, really saucy this week.
You can't say the Pi's first name, by the way, on Twitter until this evening.
I think our pod is
I don't even want to name it in the podcast. See if it
I
gets
know, banned. Right? Our pod is family friendly. We don't want to get we don't want to create any controversy. So Depay it is, but hopefully we get an Mbappe player of the month. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah,
but,
I agree.
You know, let's see how that goes. I think for that reason alone, maybe Depay wins it just because people will feel bad for him. But on that note, maybe John, should we talk about today's SP, player SBC?
Yeah, let's start off into it. The SBC is this today. Yeah, that's one, right?
I mean, yeah, there's the kit SBC, which for a change I did. So Envy must be feeling really, really proud of me.
I didn't. I just want to put something out there. If you want to do like statements as kits and stuff, right? No to racism. This one, no to racism. Don't put them behind sort of paywall, though. It's cheap. It's a statement that matters. Just unlock them by playing. I don't care if you put any other SBC kits in the SBCs. Just I'm fine with that. And it's not expensive, so probably be nitpicking here. But if you want to share a message, like versus racism here, right? I am not kidding, right? It is a versus racism kit, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Then don't put it into an SBC. Make that an objective by playing. You play 10 matches, you get the kit. Whatever. Put it out there. Because you won't ever want to show up that message. And I don't like the way that you actually have to put something in. It's not very expensive and it's definitely a cool kit. So here ends my rant. But that's the only line I'm drawing.
Well, EA going to EA, John. That's all I'll say to it.
Yeah, fair. Bye.
But no, absolutely. 100% agreed. I did it because of the message, but also because the SP, the kit... This is my first kit SBC I think I've done this time. Unless Team Hullet was an SBC, but I don't remember. But I think that was a free kit. So since day one, I've been rocking Team Hullet kit or whenever it first came out. And today I finally changed it to this kit. It looks really cool. Looks similar in terms of color and tone. Slightly different, but I really like the look of it. So I did that. But we did get Sergio Busquets today.
Yeah, which is needed. So... yeah, we need it in La Liga CDM. That's actually worth playing, I think.
Well. Kappa, if you remember from Objectives. The foot freeze Kappa.
Yeah, from Objectives, I agree.
But it is still very usable because of his pace. But before we get into comparisons, Sergio Busquets, you can get him for an 85 squad, 70 chemistry, with one Barcelona player. So you can always put your 93 Messi in, only going for under 200K on most systems. So I dare you, listener. But apart from that, I think it looks like a good card. I mean, this is probably the most usable card you're going to get of Busquets in any cycle, unless, of course, you wait for summer heat and maybe they re-release some of these cards with 20 more pace. But what can you say? It's got 80 pace. Again, that that cheeky distinction between sprint and acceleration. But John, maybe over to you. I think the frame is good. So what would you recommend from your professional standpoint? Is this the card? Is this the missing link, as you said, in La Liga? Especially now, wait for it, you still have that Cruz SBC that's still live for another, well, until 6 p.m. tomorrow. So if you're really, really...
You don't want to do Cruz. No, you don't want to do Cruz. You're going to leave that card for what it is. But this card is much better, I think. I mean, say you play 4-2-3-1, 3-5-2, whatever, one with two CDMs. You can definitely get away with using Busquets as one of these CDMs. His work rate's a great, in my honest opinion. If you give him a shadow, it's fine as a CDM. But if you give him a shadow, he's 99 interception, 95 defensive awareness, 97 standing tackle, and 99 sliding tackle. With good strength, like 81 strength, which is fine for a CDM. And good stamina. So, you know, I really like the card. He can actually pass 92 short passing and 86 long passing as well. If I was running a La Liga squad, unfortunately, I don't see anyone running a La Liga squad anymore. This would definitely be an auto include, because I think with 160k, something around that, that's a fair price. I guess it's a fair price. And saw people complaining he's too expensive or whatever, but there's like a million upgrades as we see coming out this weekend again. It requires one squad, right? If you really want to do this, you can 100% certain just grind it out. It needs an 85 rated squad and minimum one player of Barcelona.
Chemistry. Yeah.
So grind out a couple of these packs and at least should be able to do 185 pack. I mean, ain't gonna be that hard, right? I mean, it's as expensive as a what if SBC, which we got last week, where you had a guaranteed what if player. I think 70% of the what if players aren't on this level, and you can actually know what you're getting. So, I guess this is fine. It is a missing link. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah, so I think I can crank up a La Liga squad for this weekend if I really push hard and maybe go for that Barcelona Koeman mold where I still have Koeman and then have a few Barcelona players around it, and that would be a nice challenge. So maybe now you've turned me on to this SBC.
There's Morales as well, right?
Absolutely.
And Bernici on the left back. There's pretty good players out there.
Absolutely. But honestly, what I like about this card is the frame. The 6'2", 6'3", height with, as you said rightly, I think Kappa was a high. So the fact that this is a medium high, so high defensive, medium attacking, that's really, really good. But the real reason that I may end up doing this card now that I think about it is the fact that one of the two formations of my, let's say, ultra attacking and attacking formations are the 4-3-2-1 narrow and the 4-3-3 wide. So in that formation, as a sitting DM in the 4-3-3 second variant, I think this card would probably be fantastic. Either drop between defenders or man mark the cam. I suspect this card will do a fantastic job. Yeah, so for that reason alone, if I want to go switch to play an exclusive 4-3-3 variant, any form of, then I think this is a card to do because of the work rates and yeah, the linkability. So you have good DMs, no doubt, but in maybe some off leaks that don't work too well. With that said, I personally have an Essien in my a prime Essien in my squad, albeit at high work rates. But that card is a fantastic DM.
Oh, definitely. So and I mean, he isn't as good as Leroy Fair, right? So if you got him, you can skip Busquets. But
yeah, Leroy Fair is Hullet Gang. Busquets is just Busquets, you know? And okay, so final reason why I probably won't end up doing him. Sorry, I'm back and forth on this one.
I won't. You're like...
I won't because I think this is a flashback from 08-09 where they schooled Manchester United in the Champions League final. So that for that reason alone, I'm not going to do it. And I think he made Rio feel really, really bad by making fun of him by saying long ball United, I think during the final. So I'm not doing this SBC. Sorry, I've made up my mind now, not doing this SBC. But yeah, good card. If you have a La Liga squad, go crazy.
I'm not sure if it's against Manchester United, but I think it's a good reason not to do it. If you're a Manchester United fan, maybe I should just do him just to tease you a bit. But
oh no, you won't be teasing me at all. I would be really glad that you did this card and replaced your Leroy Fur with it.
Yeah, exactly. I got to be honest, Leroy Fur isn't in my main squad. Not anymore. Well. But yeah, I'm playing good. Conte and Jones as center defense midfielder. Because I have I gotta like say sorry to someone else though.
Yeah, but you have a red Conte, right?
Yeah, I got a red Conte, so that's definitely true. But
and at the team of the year CR7?
That's also one I got, yeah. That's very true. I don't know if this actually works, but let's go. I need to apologize. Let's put on some soft music and apologize, right? So I know I've been making fun of someone called Smaldini last week. Like Maldini. Not Maldini, of course. I've been making fun of him this weekend, but I mean Smalling. The what if card. And he got upgraded. I used him all weekend again. I really like him. I'm sorry for everything I said. And I want to leave it with this, but I mean, he's back in the squad. He stays in. I don't know why it happened that week, why I was so hateful with him, but he's now up to par. I'm glad I backed him and he's staying in. Just a little apology. I mean,
that card is a nightmare to face. He's so good. He's everywhere. Actually, just before the spot, when I came on, I faced him in Div 1 Rivals. The opponent wasn't too good, but this guy was all over the place. My Cavani must have basically given up and retired at the end of the game.
You know, so there's that. I gotta apologize for making fun of that card. So there, by this one. I do Busquets if you fit him. If you don't, I think it's all right. Decent value, 90 rated card from 150k, 160k. Yeah, as we see, it's fine. Especially now you can actually grind him. I don't see any problems with this at all. So just go nuts if you want. If you don't, you probably won't miss out that much either. It's probably not a card we'll see every week. Like the Kleiberg card, for example, which is definitely one we'll see still every single week. But this is all right. Oh, yeah, I don't have anything left, Nishant, I'm thinking. But
are you saying, John, that we're going to have a fantastically well-kitted out pod for those running and jogging and walking in their fields because it's not an hour-long dedication to the word of foot? Fantastic. We can do that today.
We can. It's still like 45 minutes, so it's still a pretty hefty walk. I wouldn't be able to do it.
It will take warm-up. It includes the warm-up and cool-down.
Yeah, that's maybe true. My warm-up and cool-down usually have nothing to do with actual sports, but hey. You can definitely start off with your breakfast and listening to this poll. Then I'll go for my 5-minute walk and listen to the other 35 minutes when I'm back.
That's how we do it anyways.
That is true, but you didn't have to tell everyone that. Nishant, can I thank you for being on here tonight? And if
no,
people...
you shouldn't thank me for being on tonight.
Oh, I will.
I really enjoy being on, so you don't have to thank me, John.
Okay, thank your name to listening, because else I'll be doing a 10-minute show doing a solo show. So there's that as well. Remember, Wednesday, it is going to be Chris, Grandpapa, Mark, and, of course, Daniel at Wimby hosting the show. And I'll be back on this Friday with none other than Aaron and, if everything goes well, Foot That, a.k.a. Paul. Nishant, thanks again. If people want to find you, where could they find you?
You can find me at faulty1_any on Discord. Awesome. Or faulty_1any, I think that's the one. On Discord, those who know me can find me on Discord. Otherwise, on Twitter at 1any_Nishant.
Yes, and you can also find him if you go to Manchester United Twitter. Just look at the first remarks, it's probably from him.
Well, I'm a pacifist, John. I tend not to be passive aggressive on social platforms and hide behind a virtual persona. I rather talk about it. But that's hey ho, that's me. Call me old fashioned or a romantic.
Exactly. Yeah. I like your style. See you soon, buddy. You can find the podcast, of course, on all podcast services around the globe. And I want to thank you all for sending in those 5-star reviews. Namely, Rusty, by the way, I did make a little joke last week about you, but you listened to the show and gave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, which we really like. So grateful for that. Thank you. And as always, if you do want to help the show and you can support it through monetary value, you can go to patreon.com/foodandreview. And if you can't support the podcast, that's actually all right as well. Just leave us that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and you'll help us just as much. And that's free. So why wouldn't you? You can find me at Food Coaching on all socials and, of course, foodcoaching.com. to book your new coaching session. New stuff coming up, but I'll tell you about that shortly. And Friday, we might have actually something to announce already, so keep an eye out of that. But for now, well, Nishant, I'm just going to drop it, actually.
Drop it.
F-U-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-